Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning podcast. Hey, I heard a statement about 15 years ago that has resonated with me. It says, truth never fears investigation. And what that's telling us is that we need to check things out that people tell us and don't just immediately embrace them as being truth. That's what Proverbs chapter 7 is going to do for us today, is we're going to continue to look at the deceptive seduction of the forbidden woman and the adulteress and her smooth words. Proverbs chapter 7 also pulls back the curtain and reveals how the enemy thinks by what he says. You know, it's really interesting that you can understand how a person thinks by what they say if you're paying attention. But first, we need to pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to spend time in your word, to examine its truth for us, because it's truth that sets us free. It's truth that keeps us free, and it's truth that sanctifies us. Thank you, Jesus, for the fact that you are the truth. And so we ask your blessing now. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, the Bible describes people who reject God as those who lack sense or are void of understanding. They blindly follow whatever sounds reasonable to them. You know, it's kind of like those folks who have been trapped by the repetitive statements, meaning that all their lives they've heard the same thing over and over again by people that they trust and they love. And so they automatically embrace it as though it's truth without ever examining it to see if it is truth. So that's blindly following someone without considering, is it true? Proverbs 28:26 says this, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered." So I'm saying the same thing today. I want you to check for yourselves and determine if what I'm telling you is truth. The enemy, that's what we're going to look at today, his tactic is to seduce us with smooth words. Smooth words are words that flatter. Smooth words are words that appeal to our pride. Smooth words don't build you up, they puff you up. Proverbs 16:18 said, pride goes before destruction, but a haughty spirit before stumbling. You see, smooth words feed our pride and lead us into places of hurt and sometimes even places of devastation. So let's jump into our study today as we walk through the rest of this chapter, Proverbs chapter 7. We wrap it up. And I want you to pay attention as we walk through this and see if you can identify the one who is led astray with lies that are spoken as though they're truth and words that flatter to exploit through pride. Verse 10. "And behold, the woman meets him, dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart. She is loud and wayward. Her feet do not stay at home. Now in the street, now in the market, at every corner, she lies in wait." So the first enemy's tactic is distraction from truth. Distraction from the pathway that leads to God. Looking all over the place, right? The adulteress is seeking for someone to devour. We talked about that last week. Is like the roaring lion. Satan is the roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So this adulteress, she's someone who appeals to our fleshly desires. And we're so easily distracted, or maybe too distracted, that we can't even discern the wily or the, if you will, the deceiving heart. Verse 13, "She seizes him and kisses him, and with bold face she says to him," oh, she's got something she's going to say to him. But wait a minute, we got to take a look at the second tactic of the enemy, is to display a deceiving affection or devotion. Deceiving affection or devotion. I call it the kiss of deceit. Sound familiar? Something like what happened with a guy by the name of Judas in a garden 2,000 years ago. The kiss of deceit often says, oh, we're going to be so close. We're such good friends. You know, you can trust me. Kiss, 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 right? But displaying a desire for a personal relationship, but it's not built on trust. It's always about their gain and ultimately our destruction. Verse 14 says, "And I had to offer sacrifices, and today I have paid my vows. So now I have come out to meet you, to seek you eagerly, and I have found you." So the third enemy tactic offers a false commitment. The enemy proclaims great sacrifice and complete devotion and saying, "Oh, it's all about you." And that's one thing that the enemy, he wants us to believe, that life is all about us. And in the process, he twists it where it's really all about him, as we would get strayed and follow him. The enemy wins when we believe that the world revolves around us, that life is all about me. What's God's word say? In Philippians, we read it last week, it tells us about the heart of God, which is more concerned about the welfare of others than he is about himself. And the proof of that is at the cross. You see, the cross was for our benefit, not his. That was his cost. Well, let's keep going. Let's go to the fourth enemy tactic. It's found in verses 16 and 17. "I had spread my couch with coverings, colored linens from Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon." So the fourth enemy tactic wants to captivate our thoughts. He wants us to visualize the appeal of temptation. He wants us to imagine what it even smells like. Are you paying attention? Are you catching this deception? Visualization and imagery rather than trusting in God's sovereignty over our lives? Proverbs 31:30 says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." Man, a woman of character is one who fears the Lord. Proverbs 6:18 says, "A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run to rapid evil, these are the things that God hates and are an abomination to him." Folks, we have to pay attention to what we're thinking about, what we dwell on, what we let our imaginations run to. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says this, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." The fifth enemy tactic tries to convince us that love is self-satisfying, no matter what the cost of the risk. Let's read verses 18 through 20. It says, "Come, let us take our fill of love till morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took a bag of money with him. At full moon, he will come home." So that tactic is to try to convince us that love is self-satisfying, no matter what the cost of the risk. That's not a definition of love. That is a definition of lust. By the way, did you catch from what I read there the fact that the woman exposed her wily, deceiving heart? Remember, she told the man, "Oh, that you're the one that I came out to meet, and I found you. You're the special one." But yet, what does she do? She reveals her wicked heart by the way she dishonors her marriage as an adulteress. "My husband is not at home." Oh, there's opportunity here. And she's just as deceiving to this foolish man as she is to her own husband, but she's not deceiving Christ, because this word exposes her. She's not a woman of virtue and truth. So how loud can I shout to the one who lacks sense? Run! But what does he listen to? What happens to him? Well, let's read verse 21 through 23. "With much seductive speech, she persuades him. With her smooth talk, she compels him. All at once, he follows her. As an ox goes to the slaughter, or a stag is caught fast, till an arrow pierces its liver, as a bird rushes into a snare and does not know that it will cost him his life." What's God's response to all of this? Verse 24, "And now, O sons, listen to me. Be attentive to the words of my mouth." Listen to what God is saying. "Let not your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray aside to her paths. For many a victim she has laid low, and all her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the chambers of death. God is saying, know my word, live my word, allow my word to be the strength of your defense, and turn away from the temptation of the seductress and her smooth words. Hey, God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you today.